This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I have decided to make a change when it comes to what I carry on a daily basis. And it was necessitated by an event that happened here in where I live in the upstate of South Carolina. Simply because I, once again, one of these things that keeps getting reinforced no matter how many different ways I try to look at it. Life is really one of those games of inches. And, recently I rediscovered vinyl, listening to vinyl, you know, records. So, when I made this decision that I wanted to get back into those, one of the first things I did was I went to this bookstore where they sold record players. Because at the time I was told that record players were different. And that nowadays they were actually quite good as far as the way they sounded. So I go and I buy a record player at this place called Second and Charles. And, of course, the record player isn't nearly as good as I want it to be. So I take, the very next weekend, I take it back to Second and Charles. And I exchange it. Second and Charles is a secondhand bookshop. They have musical instruments. They have CDs, DVDs, and, of course, music. Vinyl. So I make that trade, and I move on and everything. And I go about my day, and I find my vinyl, and I find some to play, and all these other things. I don't think I actually bought any at Second and Charles, but it doesn't matter. I do shop there. This past Tuesday, and motive still unclear, a young big dude decided to go in there and perpetrate a mass stabbing. And when police responded, they decided to deploy a taser against him, and it had no effect on him at all. The police officers actually showed remarkable restraint, to be honest with you. As it goes, they found a man identified as 30-year-old Tyler Anthony Burris standing on a sidewalk outside the store. The report said he began walking towards the officer, and the officer drew a stun gun while giving commands, and the suspect immediately stated he had a knife and he needed help. Burris also told the officer that the stun gun would not affect him. And he began to swing his hands as if he were fighting. Then another officer arrived and Burris started moving towards him. And they told him that if he would drop whatever was in his hand, they could help him. So then they fired the stun gun at him. And it was, as Mr. Burris stated it would be, it was ineffective. He did fall over, but he got up and started running, and he was able to jump on a minivan that was driving through the parking lot, and they grabbed him. And he was still trying to resist arrest, and he had a clear piece of broken glass in his hand. During the struggle, he was trying to stab them, he was trying to stab himself in the neck, and all these other... They punched him 5 times to get him to comply and drop the weapon. Then he was put in handcuffs and taken to the hospital to be evaluated. He had a piece of broken glass 6 to 8 inches long. And he stabbed 3 people in the bookstore who were probably in there looking for used book bargains for their trouble. Now, obviously, this shows the fallacy of the idea that a non-lethal is going to work in every case you might run across. It's never been the case, never going to be the case, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. I've never been shot with a stun gun. Don't intend to be. Don't want to be. I don't know how that would affect my heart. Probably not at all, but I'm not going to find out. And if that's the first thing they're deploying, there's some issues. But when I thought about this, I was just thinking about, okay, what would a couple of taps from a 9mm have done to this guy? And I don't know if that would have stopped him. Now, here's, you know, immediately my brain flies into the all these people I see talking about the Tudor drill, which is, 21-foot distance between you and some guy that wants to stab you. And, this is obviously one of those people that you hear about that was either, he was either on drugs or he had some mental illness, or maybe it was a combination of both or whatever it was. This was a guy that was not going to be deterred by a non-lethal and maybe not stopped initially by a lethal force. Now, the reason that you would pull a gun and shoot somebody in self-defense is to stop them from doing what they're doing, to de-animate them. You're not shooting to kill, you're shooting to stop. Now, unfortunately, most of the time, depending on where you put the rounds, even in a lethal shot, even in a shot that's going to cause death, they're still going to be animated for a few more minutes or seconds or however, you know, whatever the measure is going to be. So, now before I'd done this, and I'll explain this in the next segment, before I'd done this, I decided to do this comparison between 44 Magnum and 10mm as a, you know, carry it out in the wilderness gun. Which one would you want to carry out in the wilderness? And from the standpoint of versatility, where the six-shot 44 Magnum, the Ruger Super Blackhawk, was superb and handled the load that I was testing at a 240-grain round going downstream at about, 1,400 feet per second. Despite that, it handled those loads really, really well, despite the fact that it was so good at what it was. It was six rounds, and it's very slow to reload. And it's very hard to beat the versatility of a semi-automatic weapon with its speed of reloading and its available firepower on tap in most cases. I mean, my Glock 43 has six rounds in it, right? So in the video, the decision I made in the video as far as versatility was concerned was the 10 millimeter. But then I had already made this decision and shot this video before this incident occurred. And then after that happened and I realized what was going on with that, then I started to start weighing in on some other factors as well, looking at various things that go along with it. And that's when I decided to make this change that I'm about to make, although it's going to be a minute before I actually physically get to do it, just because I'm waiting on a few logistics to hit and bring this to the point to where it will work. But this whole thing with Mr. Burris and his incident and the stuff that he was doing has reinforced what I was beginning to think, because I had a conversation, which I'm going to relate to you when we get back. And it was things that I had thought about before, but I'd never really seen the crystallization of how it looks in the physical world. And I haven't been trying to be cryptic with you. I'm just trying to articulate where I got to this. Because for me, as I look at this, it seems a little extreme to make this decision. But, you know, you can tell me what you think. In any event, that's coming up. That's coming up next, and we'll discuss that. Just because it is and most people are going to think this is extreme, and that's fine. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We'll be right back.
you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Yeah, I'm making a change, although I'm getting holsters made and everything. And before the change happens, I got to have the holsters carried. So, after Mr. Burris decided to attack a bunch of people buying used books, I became much more. And heretofore, my primary carry gun is a Glock 45 in 9mm. Has an optic on it. Fairly easy to carry. You know, I still sit back and wonder why they actually came out with the gun, because it cannibalized the whole Glock 1917 line, in my opinion, but that's all beside the point. Since I have decided that, you know, I was going to carry the full-size gun, which I think is the smartest thing to do if you want to, you know, with the Glock 45, that was sort of a nice compromising size, wasn't it? You know, the length of the Glock 19, the grip of the Glock 17. How good is that? Until I had a conversation with Super Dave Harrington. Now, Super Dave is the one that got me on the Glock 45 in the first place. And I called him and I told him about this whole thing with the video and what I'd found out about and everything. And he starts telling me, you know, well, here's the thing about the 10 millimeter. 10 millimeter will work against a barrier. 10 millimeter will work against a car. And to a degree, that is true. I mean, if you shoot a car in the, where the reservoir is, where the radiator is, if you shoot a car there, you probably take it out. You probably disable it. But barriers, like shooting through barriers like car doors or wooden doors or walls or some other things that might come up, in certain instances, this would have some value. Then there's the whole idea of handgun stopping power, which handgun stopping power is sort of a myth. Now, the bigger, the magnums, I have no doubt that they would stop a man really quick, no doubt. But they're sort of like the big 44 Super Blackhawk. It's sort of impractical to try to think about, actually, I'm going to conceal this. Not really a thing that you're going to be doing. And so this brings us back to the semi-automatic. So for this reason, I took the gun back. Now, the gun was built for me by Roger Ward, the 10 millimeter, the Poly 80 10 millimeter that he built for me. I took it back to him, and I asked him to put this optic on it, which I have some primary arms micro reflex sights laying around the house. Mount that on it, and then make me a good holster that would work on the belt for it to ride high and close, so I could conceal that, and then maybe an inside the waistband holster later. And so that's in progress right now. But I am probably going to change my daily driver from the Glock 45 to the full-size Glock 20, simply because it will work against anything that I could possibly imagine going up against with a handgun. With the hard cast loads, with the penetrating loads, it's known to work really well against any manner of bears. Which, you know, I don't know what the likelihood of me running into a bear is going to be, but, you know, that's always nice to know. Now, where I live in South Carolina, I like this region about 70 miles away called Asheville, North Carolina. And Asheville is a very interesting town where they've got these little segments of civilization dropped into the wilderness. And so, in more than one case, in more than one time, there's been these black bear attacks. Now, black bears only attack you if they want to eat you. They don't attack you just because, oh, look, there's a human. I'm going to rough them up. So, if a black bear is coming up on you, this is a predatory attack. And, of course, you want to dissuade that if you can. And 10 millimeter will work very well against a black bear. So well. So very well. But, that's a black bear. Probably not going to run up against one anytime soon. Although, you know, I guess if I was behind a restaurant in Asheville, North Carolina, there's a possibility that could happen. People. Well, the thing about 10 millimeter, I can shoot 10 millimeter rapidly. It's easy to keep it on target, even with the full-blown loads that you would consider to be the true 10-millimeter load. And that's important. Because, once again, it's all going to come down to shot placement and number of shots. But with self-defense loads in 10mm, I kind of think that this is probably going to have a more pronounced effect. But I'm not sure. We're still in the debate about this. But given the way things are looking at the moment, everything is in motion for this to become my thing. This is going to be what I carry. And we'll see how it goes. Now, I will continue to train with 9mm because getting out there and shooting 10mm on a regular basis is very expensive. Getting the ammunition is very, you know, the practice rounds are, they're expensive. I mean, so it's not really a round to go out there and plink with, right? So I will still train with 9mm in so far as working the pistol craft end of it, and I'll take the 10. I might fire a magazine or two out of it once in a while as a training thing. But I will have to, initially, I will be training a lot with it. I've got 350 rounds coming, and I'm going to take that out, and I'm just going to get real acquainted. Well, as acquainted as you can in 350 rounds. That's always the thing. How much can you get out of what you're doing? And to that end, we're going to see what we come up with. Now, I'm sure there's a bunch of people that are going to laugh at the whole 10mm concealed carry thing, or who knows. There's a lot of the whole caliber wars thing has been that's been an ongoing thing for a long time. It'll still continue to be an ongoing thing, and for me, it's just simply now a matter of I shop at this place where this guy went in there with the broken glass stabbing people. What do I do if all of a sudden that were to happen, if somebody wanted to do that to me, or if somebody were doing that in front of me? I don't know that I would have... it's not something I want to do, but it is something that I have to consider now, because it is this kind of nonsense is finally making it to where I live. I've known it was always going to do it, and I've always made these plans to get ready to exercise certain things, but yeah, now we're there. Be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Biden speaking from the White House.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
Biden highlighted that Kyiv persists and remains free almost 2 years after Russian troops invaded that country. A University of Georgia student's death has led to one person being taken into custody. Nursing student Lakin Hope Riley, who left for a morning run Thursday and never returned, prompted concerned friends to contact the police when she failed to return. The EPA is allowing drivers in 8 major corn-producing states, including Nebraska, Iowa, and others, to access E15 fuel blends year-round starting in 2025. E15, containing 15% ethanol, was previously restricted during summertime. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. I need to take a cough drop. I'm having busy throat time right now. Between Lakewood Church and Kansas City, the anti-gunners have had plenty of opportunities to call for more gun control because that's what they do. They always are looking for a reason for more gun control. There's never not a day that they're not looking for one. But most of the time, they constrain themselves 2 days when there are rampage killings. The typical pattern is after every high-profile shooting that comes about, that they'll get out there and they will call for gun control immediately and without knowing the details. They never know the details. And that's what they've been doing, and they did that with, Lakeland, then Kansas City, and, then we have the murder of two police officers and a paramedic in Minnesota. That adds more fuel to that fire. But is it really about addressing the problem of so-called gun violence? And I say so-called because violence is violence. It is, there's not specific types of violence. There is simply violence. Always has been that way. Always going to be that way. As you would say. Now, for the uninformed, whenever they see something like this, their first thought is that, hey, somebody needs to do something. So that's what politicians want to do. They're always looking to do something. Now, every gun control lecture, inspired of any of those cases I just mentioned, is only meant to take guns away from people who have not and will not commit crimes because they are law-abiding gun owners. Which means they're ineffective. Which means they do nothing to address, they do something topic that you just brought up, that you are demanding that something be done for. And and declare it or not, that appears to be the entire point. Like when Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, who immediately jumped on the gun control train, shamed people for daring to refer to the two suspected shooters, who killed one person and shot 22 others, as thugs. We need more gun control immediately, even though the two suspects aren't allowed to own guns, according to Lucas. But don't you dare hurt the feelings of the two suspects behind the shooting. And that's how every gun control debate goes, with the Democrats anyway, and their gun-grabbing antics and activists that are out there. The priority is placed on making things harder for people who actually abide by the law, and the criminals are given a pass in Democratic-run cities like Chicago and L.A. and even Kansas City. The gun control debate is once again a distraction from the failures of politicians like Lucas, who's full of solutions that aren't going to work, that won't work. And they're all aimed at these problems that they won't actually address. Now, we know a few more things about what happened in Kansas City than we did earlier in the week, because for whatever reason, they decided they were going to keep everything they possibly could from us as we were moving to this point. Yes, at least one person may have been able to lawfully own a gun in that instance, but that really doesn't mean all that much, especially when the anti-gunners keep claiming they don't want to get in the way of the Second Amendment right, even as they do everything possible to get in the way of the Second Amendment right. And, you know, gun control is not going to solve all of society's ills. I'm sorry. I know you think it will. It won't. But I know you think it will. But it won't. But it won't. And gun control will supposedly stop mass shootings, suicides, regular murders, accidental shootings, and so many other things. And not just tailored laws that happen to fall under the gun control umbrella. I mean, some of the exact same laws. They're going to solve all these issues. And yet, no time is spent considering, ever. This has always been the big mystery to me, because we keep hearing about these underlying issues. Everybody knows that there are underlying issues. Everybody gets that there are underlying issues, and yet we never hear about them. There's no homage paid to them. And then you got to ask the question, well, what about the other ways to kill people? What about the other ways to hurt people? Would people be happier if our mass killings were from arson or stabbings instead of firearms? Would we be happier if the suicides were due to poison? Would we feel better knowing that? Well, at least he didn't shoot himself. Is that what, really, is that what we would be saying to ourselves? I don't think that would be the case. I'm almost certain it wouldn't be the case. And nobody else thinks it's the case either, if they're being honest with themselves, but addressing those underlying issues would be that would be the thing. That would be the hard part, which is it's going to be really hard. Because this means that all of these policies that are in place are going to have to be stopped and replaced with something that actually does something. Which rarely happens. And I do mean rarely. Well, let me rephrase that. It never happens. It never happens. And we can't even agree on what those things might be, right? But we also can't have that discussion because we're always having to debate whether or not gun control is a good idea. Which I think the evidence, the science is in. The science is in. And for that reason, I kind of think we can, you know, categorically state with a high degree of confidence that gun control doesn't work. If the premise of gun control is to, it's going to stop every ill that we have in the United States today, then if that's the case, we should have stopped having crime in 1968 when we had the Gun Control Act passed. But we didn't. And we still had crime. And we still have crime today. It has evolved now. It's evolving into something very, it's beginning to look very difficult to control in any way, shape, or form. And quite honestly, with some of these communities out here, I don't know how they're going to come back. I don't know how they're going to get out of the doom loop. Some of these blue cities are just killing themselves. I mean, New York has essentially committed suicide. They've killed themselves. Chicago's doing the same thing. They're doing the same thing. Very shortly, nobody's going to want to do business in these blue cities. So between the crime and the driving of the regular people out and all the other things that go along with all the nonsense that goes on in the blue cities, they're just going to die. I don't know what that means to us. But whatever it is, it is not. They're going to go somewhere, and hopefully they don't come to where you live or I live and bring their politics with them, because the people that this is affecting the most, unfortunately, they sort of caused this themselves because they voted for this over and over and over again. So, we'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
One more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I know that this is sort of a requiem on things as they go, but a long-held mantra of the self-defense community that I am a part of is that you are on your own. Then there's that famous cliche. When seconds count, police are only minutes away. Now, it doesn't really matter where you live. I think the ratio of police to people is about one. For every one cop, there's 20,000 people. So the likelihood that the cop's going to be in your general vicinity if something bad starts happening to you is not going to be likely. Not going to be likely. So, this is nothing new. I mean, you've probably already done it. And if I'm repeating something to you that is, maybe you're getting tired of or something, think about the people that just got into the gun, just pulled that first gun. Police can only be so many places at any given time. And their response time to you to try to help you in the event that you're facing a violent attack is probably going to be a while. The bad part of that is what I just told you is actually out of date. That doesn't even play today. That doesn't even apply now. The current absolute reality is no matter what the threat may be, police are likely never to come at all. Not even long after it matters. Now, the George Floyd incident, that's what I call it. I don't refer to that as murder. We know George Floyd had a lot of drugs in his system. We know he had a lethal amount of fentanyl in the system. And given how many people that fentanyl has killed, the likelihood that he would have died that day seems sort of high. We'll never know, of course. But that incident has been used as a tool to destabilize society under the ridiculous excuse of justice reform. And the foremost push of that movement was to defund and neutralize the role of law enforcement in doing what they're actually supposed to do, which is to protect and serve. Now, that was already in place. We already had the Ferguson effect. Now, the Ferguson effect, of course, is the justified shooting of young Michael Brown, who tried to kill a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. And the crippling of the police is pushed by the same social and political faction that fights tooth and nail to disarm you as well. So the unmitigated freedom of the criminal element to terrorize you is at best the byproduct of this social justice. And at worst, it is the intention of it, which I think it is actually the intention. I think this is all Cloward and Piven applied in a non-financial way, in a purely violent way. So, trying not to cough in your ear here. Right now, if you live in a large metropolitan area, you're in a policing crisis because the retirements are at an all-time high and recruitment is at an all-time low. Where I live, where we don't have this kind of nonsense going, they're still short officers because more and more people look at this profession and they're like, why would I do that? Officers who would or could stay on the force for several more years are seeking early retirement, and young people who would seek out the job now look elsewhere as they don't want to be the focus of scorn from a faction of the public who wants to throw them under the bus as soon as force must be used in the line of duty, and force will be used in the line of duty. That's just the nature of the job. And beyond the record low police on the job, many police are also doing the bare minimum to avoid risking malicious prosecution from woke prosecutors, police chiefs, mayors, and certain factions among the public. Rather than proactively policing, officers choose to react only hesitantly, and who could blame them? It is indeed a golden age to be a criminal and a poor time to be a law-abiding citizen who wants to live in a safe environment. This guy that's perpetrated the mass stabbing here where I live, I'm surprised he's still breathing. Obviously, there was no armed citizen in the store when he started stabbing people, and when he came out front, the cops seemed to do everything but what they maybe should have thought about doing, because he was trying to stab them. And they resisted that. They resisted it. In certain places, and maybe later on in all places, it's going to come down to 911, no matter your emergency, we have nobody to send. And, you know, that's not hyperbole if you do some research. In certain vicinities, emergency calls, even for violent home invasions, receive a response, we have nobody to send right now. Well-known self-defense attorney Andrew Bronco recently interviewed two such incidents on his podcast in which a woman called 911 because two men were actively breaking into their home, only to be told by the dispatcher that nobody is available to respond at the time. This is the new reality. On the morning show that I do at WORD, I got a call from a 78-year-old woman wanting to know what she should buy to defend herself. More and more people are coming to this conclusion after so much time that they're getting out there and asking themselves, what should we be doing? Because we're not going to, there's not going to be the response that we need from the police. What should we be doing? So that's a, you know, that's a thing to consider no matter where you are at any given time. And you should act accordingly. I mean, you're going to have to act accordingly. In contemporary America, where the policy is made by elitists and who live in gated communities and have a personal security detail, despite they just, you know, in some cases they destroyed the police department that was supposed to take care of you and help you, you should act in a way to where you expect nobody to respond to your emergency. If you face violence, you're on your own. If you face a medical emergency that's caused or hampered by violence, you are on your own. Medical responders will not enter a scene that has not been cleared and made safe by police officers who will likely never show up. You must be capable of securing a scene and treating life-threatening trauma by yourself. Indeed, when I was having the heart attack in 2015, I knew what it was. And instead of us calling an ambulance, I got my wife to drive me to the hospital. And that's probably what saved me. Because I got to the hospital. And you got to be able to make those kind of decisions on the fly. So, nowadays, America is being held hostage by those who are committed to a social suicide pact of fewer police and failure to prosecute criminality. I mean, just the other day, what was it? Arizona DA or Attorney General said, we're not going to extradite this guy to you because, talking to DA Alvin Bragg in New York, because you're not going to do anything with it. Now, violent criminals are going to be looking for places that restrict the carry of guns among citizens. So if you live in one of those places, you just, you know, be aware that you're sort of an active target. But the same people who turn violent repeat felons loose want you disarmed and helpless. They want what's going to happen to you, and they want it in the news. They want it in the news. In addition to, I mean, you know, one of the things that... So I have one of these discreet carry bags that I don't carry a gun in the bag, but I do carry first aid stuff in it. But I haven't been carrying it with me for some reason, and I think I'm going to start throwing that in the truck as well, in addition to changing my concealed carry when I get the gun and the holsters back. Because that would come in handy with somebody that might be stabbed, wouldn't it? I would think so. You have to be capable of inflicting trauma as well as treating it in order to save lives. And you need to keep that kind of stuff with you in your vehicle, and maybe even on your person when in public. But you need to come to grips with one undeniable sad fact that nobody's going to come. Nobody's coming literally. You are on your own, so be prepared to deal with what comes your way all the time. I'll be back next weekend. This particular show has been dedicated to the concealed carrier out there who that specter makes America as safe as it could be. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.